You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Loaded up with odds and ends for you today. We've got, before we get into Jeremy's cereal, two of the, I always like stupid criminal stories or just wacky criminal stories. There's this video going around. They're interviewing a guy who got into a fight with one of his neighbors, and the neighbor pulled out a weed eater, a professional weed whacker, and went after the guy.
That hurts.
Worst nightmare.
Started with his truck and scratched up his truck, and then the guy got out, and the weed whacker proceeded to tear up this guy's back and his legs. I was looking at pictures of his legs.
Ouchie, huh?
You know, when I've done, back in the day, Jeremy, when I owned a house where I had to do yard work, I finally sold that. I was like, screw that. I'm moving into a low-maintenance neighborhood.
Back in 82?
Wasn't that long ago. But I remember using my weed whacker and stuff like that, and I used to always think, what would this really do if, say, I'm wearing shorts and it just tore? What would it really?
It really hurts. I have a defective weed whacker. I actually was using it just last week, and I finally fixed it because it was releasing too much of the twine, so it kept spinning around, then it would chop it off, and as it chopped it off, it would kept whacking my leg.
Ow!
So it looked like I had been caned in the leg like 100 times, but as a man, I fought through it.
I'm a man.
No mini skirts for you.
Ow!
I wouldn't be surprised if...
It hurt.
And that was Jeremy. That was not me.
Actually,
I bet
hurt.
Even Emily will not be surprised to find out that Jeremy probably still has his Legos from when he was a kid.
I do. This just happened. We just pulled them all out of my mom's attic and washed them in a big tub of Lysol and soap so the kids could play with them now.
You had to Lysol the...
Well, they've been up in the attic since I was...
Where all that listeria is? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they were just dusty, and there's, you know...
Oh, my God.
Insulation up there.
I told you, you are not far removed from your mother. You're breaking out old Legos. Well, before the children can use them...
They don't get old, Dom. They don't expire.
We've got to sterilize them before the children play with them.
Were they in, like, Tupperware in the attic?
No, they're, like, in a box. So they were
covered
in dust. And insulation and bugs were in there.
Listen, you're paranoid
raccoon
about
raccoon was nesting in them.
The reason I bring this up is in Florida, there was a 19-year-old guy who got into a brawl with his father. He's 19 because he found out that his father had thrown away all of his Legos.
Yeah, that could, you could kill a man for that.
Have you seen the meme floating around where it's the shark coming out of the water like, I'm a shark. And it's like a very rare photo of a shark stepping on a Lego. Hilarious. You should look it up.
Man. I'll look it up.
Look it up. Okay. Man, I wish this was TV.
I'm a shark. So many people get pissed around Thanksgiving for all the stores opening earlier and earlier on Black Friday. And then stores started opening on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
now there's people who are excited because stores are starting to fight back. Well, at least maybe the employees are. And now tons and tons of stores are announcing that although they have been open in the last year or two on Thanksgiving, they will not be open on Thanksgiving this year.
I applaud them. Spend some time with your damn family.
They will wait and open on the morning of Black Friday, like back in the good old days, like in 2014. Costco, Home Depot, Nordy's, TJ Maxx, Crate and Barrel, Staples, all those places are all saying, forget it, we're not opening on Thanksgiving.
No more good lumber sales on Thanksgiving at Home Depot.
I just read about how the stores are actually bumping up their pay and they're making things more flexible so you can get like a holiday job and like benefits and stuff, how they're enticing.
I might do that. I got my afternoon. I'm going to go to Home Depot. And then I'll get Thanksgiving off, too.
My daughter-in-law has done that in years past.
Yeah.
Where she's taken up a holiday work hours someplace just to get some. She says the money and the savings on things are insane.
Depending on where you work, with that discount.
You might blow your paycheck.
Right.
I don't know. Like, you work retail once, so it may scar you for life.
I worked at American Eagle once. Way back when, and I to this day I dread folding my shirts because that's your entire day was composed of refolding
when people come up to your nice display and they pull a shirt out and
like I mean if you want to torture terrorists and stuff, forget waterboarding, put them in a
retail store, make them fold
shirts,
put them at the Gap.
I will talk.
Did you not have the t-shirt folding board?
No, we didn't have the board. It was all by eye, and then you had to have somebody come by and inspect it.
We had the I worked at a Custom Look, which is a custom t-shirt shop, way back in the day at Southwest Plaza, across from the food court.
Pretty rad.
And we had to fold everything. This was back when a can of whoop-ass t-shirts were very popular back then. And we had to fold everything to the specific folding board standards.
Yuck.
Yes. And Murray, the owner, Murray would come by and like, check.
Murray.
Yeah, Murray.
Quality control by Murray.
Shout out to all the Murrays out there.
I wonder if any customer ever walked by and looked and said, you know, this shirt is off
these
by three quarters
of an
inch.
You know what they would do? They would come by and they'd rough them all up.
They bring their little protractor in.
You know, going back to being closed on Thanksgiving, though, as I sit back and I think about it, what about all the people who want to work that extra day and want to get the extra pay? What if a company just put all their employees together and said, who here would like to work and get like time and a half on Thanksgiving? Yeah. And if you've got like, you know, 15, 18 employees that raise their hand, you're like, all right, then we'll
stay open.
Then we'll do it.
I got family in town. I want to work.
Yeah, because all we ever hear, all you ever hear is like, I can't believe those terrible companies, they make their employees work on Thanksgiving. I'm like, well,
maybe they want to. Maybe they need to.
Is it possible that some of the employees want the money?
If you don't want to go shopping, then just
then don't go,
go shopping.
That's exactly right.
Mind your beeswax.
All right, and then let's move forward 1 month to Christmas. You know how expensive it is to fly around Christmas. That's my family all the time. They're like, will you fly down here for Christmas? I'm like, first of all, it's expensive as hell. And secondly, who wants to be in the airport around Christmas season? It's insane.
Maybe there's some people that want to be in the airport at Christmas season, Tom.
Mind your beeswax.
So the reason I bring this up is according to all the travel experts, this is the week. I'm talking today and tomorrow and Friday. This is the week when Christmas flights, they say, will be the cheapest. Anytime you get about 80 days out from any event or whatever, that's when the prices are at their lowest, and then they start inching up or in some places jumping up. So if you do want to fly home for Christmas or fly somebody here to colorful Colorado, you might want to think about
Prices are going to go from $1,200 to $1,100 this week.
I saw that thing with Southwest yesterday or day before yesterday where they put the big sale on and there were flights all over the place for under $100. That was pretty cool.
The special dates, though, it wasn't Christmas time.
No, but I saw, because I was going to tell my family, oh, I'll come down and see you in January. Just like companies do their Christmas parties now in January and February.
Yeah.
I thought I might just do that. All right, so tell me about this cereal.
I want to be mad at myself for loving this so much I'm a firm believer that there is over-pumpification of the season. Mm-hmm. Everything's pumpkin. Pumpkin toothpaste, pumpkin eye drops.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. I saw pumpkin spice nail polish the other day, Emily. Like,
yeah,
and you put it on, it smells like pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah,
I hate it all. The only thing that should be pumpkin this time of year is bread and pumpkins. But
I'm a pumpkin.
I'm a pumpkin. Went to Safeway yesterday, picked up a box of pumpkin spice Cheerios. I bought it. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's probably one of the greatest things on the planet. It's so damn good. It's like eating fall in a bowl with milk. They're really, really good.
Jeremy, what they didn't tell you is when you eat the pumpkin spice Cheerios, all of a sudden you're going to get a messy bun. You're going to wear a scarf.
Yes.
You're going to wear leggings with Uggs.
My Uggs.
You're turning into a basic white woman.
I posted it on Facebook yesterday. I think that was one of the comments. Was like, does that come with Uggs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, lady.
I saw your post.
Shut your mouth. I'm telling you guys, it's really good.
I would try that.
I hate myself for liking it so much.
I would try it.
I hate myself for loving you.
Gives you a little bit of diarrhea, but I mean, it's good going down.
Your messy bun looks good, though.
All right. On that note,
say it's something in the chemical makeup of it.
I know Michael Spear always likes following up things like discussions of diarrhea and stuff.
Well, 90% of that was cereal, Michael. The last 95% of that was cereal.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
Sure it was.
That last little 5% that'll stick with you.
Actually,
yeah, you're right.
It'll just slide right out.
Are they saying those pumpkin spice Cheerios are only going to be on the shelves for like 2 months or something?
Big old limited time, Dom.
Oh, okay.
And they're gluten-free.
What kind of milk did you use? Just regular?
Regular white milk.
I bet
No, I put goat's milk in it.
No. Basic white girl would probably tell you to use soy milk.
Oh, yeah.
Almond milk.
No, I just went with your standard white cow's milk.
So good.
Cashew milk.
That's silk almond milk.
Oh.
Delish in the knish.
Sexy.
Oh my God, do I love that.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.